In the loch of Nesias Kapayim, I heard from the Rav, he cleared, what is the loch of Nesias Kapayim? Is it simply a loch in the Tzuvas Amida, in the time of Bracha, that this is the, just like requires Amida for Bracha, so it requires Nesias Kapayim. It's a requirement of the pasture for doing the Bracha. Or is it that the Bracha itself, it's part of the Etzem Maisa Bracha, is through the Nesias Kapayim. So the bracha is not only through the Kohanim reciting the Pesukim of Birkas Kohanim, but also not only prepare, but also through the Nesias Kapayim, the outstretched hands and palms. And he brought a raya that Nesias Kapayim is part of the Maisa Bracha itself, from the Rambam Perek Yudal from Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Gimel, that the Rambam writes, Ketzed hi Nesias Kapayim begvulin, be'esh yagia shliach tzibul l'avoda, kishiyoma ritzei, kol ha-kohanim ha-omdom be'beis ha-knesis, ne'komim im-komim, v'holchum v'olim l'duchan, v'omdom sham p'neim l'hechel, v'achureim klapei ha-am. And then the Rambam says, v'atzbo seim k'fufos l'toch kapayim, their fingers are folded in their palms. At sheyashlem shliach tzibur ha-hodor, u'machsivim pneim klapei ha'am. And then they turn around, u'poshtin, that's what I'm saying, then they outstretch their fingers, u'magbim yadeim, they lift their hands, kineged kasveim, corresponding to their shoulders, u'maschilim yivarechecha. So the Rambam says that before the bracha, the Kohanim stand with their fingers clenched in their palms. And why is that necessary? So the Rav said, because as they, the part of the bracha is that they open their hands and outstretch their fingers and their arms. And the Rav said there's a tshuva in the Lachmei Toda who was asked about a Kohen who didn't have the strength to lift up his hands. His hands must have been paralyzed. Is a yotze if others tie up, you know, lift up his hands, and say the bracha, lift up the hands, and he says the bracha. So he's not lifting his hands and arms on his own. It's being done by others, and it's being kept up artificially. Let's say they tie it up. And attach it to something. So any paskins that it doesn't work, and he said, the Rav said, this could depend on the shaylet, that if the Nesias Kapayim is only din in the Tzuas Amida at the time of the bracha, then maybe it would have worked. But if you say it's part of the Maisa Bracha, so certainly the Kohen has to do it on his own, with his own strength. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Beis, the Gemara says, the Tzicha Doiches Avoda, Shenema, Me'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lamos, and Toisus there says, Me'im Mizbechi, so Toisus says, Im Toma, the Mash with Sicha Doche es Avoda, Lav Mishum de Sicha Doche es Avoda, El Mishum de Gavu Lo Chosi. It's not that it's Doche Le Avoda, but the Kohen is not qualified. I'm reading Kohen Shehoregas HaNefesh Lo Yisya Kapov, that a Kohen who killed somebody is not kosher to do Nesias Kapayim, to duchen, shenema yedechim damim malo, u kol shekein avoda. V'yesh lomito, he says, da'al kocha chozi da'od lo mechel avoda, and Nesias Kapayim chuma bi'amahu. So it's v'od yesh lomito, but Toysen says, the second, the shining Nesias Kapayim, that it doesn't pass by avoda, if the coin was a vatsayach, the shine in the Sias Kapayim, the fisha havak biyado, since he killed with his hands, the ain katega nasa sanega, kidixir bahu kro, u prishrim kapechim aleim eina vigoimon. So I quoted this, so I once told this to the Rav. You see from Toisis that a kohen who kills can't duchen. Because ain katega nasa sanega, so you see that it's not just an insuus of amida, but it's also halacha in the maisa bracha. The Rav was of the opinion which is a chiddush l'halacha, that a kohen who kills, even if he does it b'heta, let's say one of the soldiers of Tzahal, that if he killed the enemy, that maybe he's not allowed to duchen, because it's not for the ma'aseh aveira, it's just halacha that the hands can't be used for bracha. And another proof that the nesias kapayim is part of the ma'aseh bracha itself is the Ritva in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Aleph, says that if you add a bracha to the nesias kapayim, to the Birkas Kohanim, you're over on Baal Tosef, because he said what's matzarif it is because the kohen is lifting his hands as he says this extra bracha. So you see the reason the nesias kapayim is matzarif, because it's part, I would suggest it, because it's part of the, not just the Tzuas Hamida, but it's part of the Maaseh Bracha. And the Rav said also that in the Rambam, in Perek Yudal from Hilchas Tefila Chadalit, he says when the Kohanim completed the Gimel Psukim, Kishi Yishlamu haKohanim Gimel Psukim Maschil Shliach Tziba Brocha Achrona Shel Tefila Shishim Shalom vaKohanim Machzim Pneim Klapei HaKodesh, they turn around and face towards the Aron Kodesh vaKofzin as Boseim, and they vaOmdim Sham Beduchen Ach Yigmu haBrocha vaChosn Mekoma, and they clench their fingers into fist, into the palm of the hand, and you see the Rambam's medayik again to say again of the bracha shekovtzin etzbo saying.